Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
On set here at the EY Coaches Club by a gentleman who set a single game New York Jets franchise record with 7 field goals. He is, of course, Jason Myers. Big hand for Jason.
You know, Jay, I can call you Jay, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. First of all, I want to let you know, you might be the first kicker we've ever had on in 18 years, just so you know.
Kickers are people, too.
You were 7-for-7 field goals. When's the last time you were 7-for-7?
In practice? I mean, I've never done that in a game.
In high school, college, nothing?
No, I think the most, maybe 4 or 5. So okay. Seven's a big number.
Okay, so every fan out there, you don't have to be a Jet fan only. Every fan in the NFL sits there and bites their nails as the kicker's getting up to kick that field goal. You know you're 6-6. You know this is a big field goal. This might be the biggest field goal of the game, your 7th one. What are you thinking? Seriously, I've always wondered when a pro golfer has that 5-foot putt to make to win, what is going through his mind? What's going through yours?
It's actually pretty boring. You know, I have a routine and I, you know, stick to it no matter if, you know, we're up by 30 points, or it's, you know, game winning kick or, you know, whatever circumstances is. Everything is kind of the same, and that's what I kind of, you know, what helps me, you know, every kick. So, you know, it's pretty boring in my head. So.
See, that's why we never have kickers on. You know what I'm saying?
They're very common, even keel. Common, even keel. You know, this whole last couple of months for you, Jason, I imagine it's been a whirlwind. You know, you didn't join the team until very late in the summer. Have things kind of settled down for you to some degree?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right when I got here, you know, Coach Boyer, Locke, Thomas, you know, they did a real good job of, you know, kind of welcoming and, you know, kind of breaking me in quick. So they made it very easy for me. You know, as a kicker, sometimes it's going to happen in your career where you're going to be kind of bouncing around. So I was lucky enough to find a, you know, spot here, and, you know, I'm enjoying it.
I always love to go back when I played the game, but we had a kicker by the name of Pat Leahy. And we used to bust his chops unmercifully. Every guy on the team was buddies with Pat Leahy. We'd want him to go out to dinners, but we had such a lot of fun to us. How's the relationship with kickers in the NFL today? Because everyone moves around a lot.
Yeah.
So how is your relationship from team to team? How long does it take you to get used to guys?
You know, I'm terrible with names, first of all.
Hi, I'm Greg Buttle. I'm just making sure.
So, you know, that's always tough for me. But, you know, I just, you know, especially when you get something down to 53, you kind of see the same faces every time. You kind of try to learn them quick. But, you know, a lot of guys kind of give you crap, and, you know, because you're sitting around a lot during the week, but then on Sunday, you know, no one wants your job.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, we have 75 people here watching this, and I'm going to take a vote of hands. How many fans out there loves the fact that nobody runs that kick out of the end zone?
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable?
How about the touchbacks? I mean, you came in, obviously, with a reputation of somebody having a very strong leg, and certainly you've showed it to be true here. And is that something you're trying to do every time you step up there, just boot the ball through the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we work on, you know, hanging some up and stuff like that. But, you know, when Coach Boyer tells me, you know, he wants touchback, then, you know, that's my job, is to go out there and hit touchbacks.
I will tell you something. You've done a great job, kickoffs, and I thought today it was a little cool out there, but you're still booming them into the end zone, and I think that's a lot of credit. How more difficult is it when the weather gets really cold out there to kick the ball into the end zone?
I mean, you definitely lose some yards, but when you try and, you know, force it and try and kick it harder, then that's when you lose even more yards. So I just try and stay true to who I am and just kind of kick the ball the way I do.
And you have experience with that, right? You kicked at Marist in college. So, I mean, you're used to the Northeast. You're used to the elements here. But, you know, when you look at what this team went through there in the first quarter of the season, losing 3 out of 4, but now you've been able to respond, win the last couple of games. What was the mood of the team when you guys were 1-3 and things weren't going the way that you would envision them?
I think everyone was just, you know, really staying together and trying to, you know, figure out what we need to do to start winning some games. And, you know, it's tough to win ball games in the NFL on any given Sunday. So, you know, everyone was really trying to, you know, fight through and figure out, you know, what we needed to work on. And no one really turned on anybody. So, you know, it was always, you know, what can we do better? No one was kind of turning on anybody. So, you know, it was a good feeling.
You know, it's funny. When I was in high school, I was a place kicker and a punter. And
you?
I was. That was not bad. My longest was a 40-yard field goal. You know, it's
good.
Not a big
it's
deal.
Good.
But it was like one of those things where I said I never wanted to be a kicker because I didn't want it to be up to me every single time to be in that position of win or lose. What kind of constitution do you need to be in that position? Because that's where you are, because you never know which 3 points are going to win or which 3 points are going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, you got to try and be perfect every kick. You know, it's tough, and you got to stay mentally tough, but you know, that's why I say I kind of have the same routine, and I run it through my head every time I go out there and kick. So, you know, it doesn't really – I don't let the pressure of one kick be more than the other kick. You know, I try and make them all the same, and that's what's most important.
How about you as a special teams unit, though, collectively as a group? Not just yourself. Lachlan's done a nice job punting. And then Andre in the return game certainly has ran off a couple of big ones already so far this year. And I think when you look to the special teams, right, and Greg can attest to this, the last couple of years have been maybe an area of the team that you would maybe have liked to see more of a contribution from. Is that gratifying that you guys have actually been a big factor in some of these wins?
Yeah, definitely. You know, special teams, we work hard. You know, it doesn't get as much emphasis as offense and defense, you know, in terms of practice time, but you know, meetings, we're in there working hard, you know, out in the field working hard, and you know, if you have a good special teams unit, you know, it can really put you over the hump in some big games, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right, so now I'm really gonna, this is the toughest question of the day for you. All right, you kick it off and there's that guy, he breaks it, and it's you and that kick returner. What are you thinking then?
Uh-oh. Thankfully I'm quick enough to kind of, you know, run some guys down, but I try and give them a one-way go because I don't want anyone coming head on with me. You know, we don't wear mouthpieces. We don't barely wear any pads. So, you know, try and just let him go one way and try and dive and make a tackle.
You know, Jason, one of the things that I was talking to some of the guys, you know, in the locker room during the week about was the fact that you guys had won a game. But now the challenge was trying to build off of that, string some wins together. You were able to do that today. Now, as you look ahead to next week, and I know that you want to let this one sit in a little bit and enjoy it, but, you know, is it same mentality here to be able to keep these wins going with another difficult game coming up at home next Sunday?
Yeah, that was a big point of emphasis for everybody this week is, you know, being able to stack back-to-back wins. So we'll really have to, you know, keep learning and, you know, put another one back-to-back. And, you know, it's tough, like I said, so we just got to keep working hard.
16 out of 17 for you on the season. That's a pretty nice tilt right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of kicks. You know, through week six, 17 attempts, that's a lot. But, you know, like I said, you know, we work hard, you know, even though it doesn't look like, you know, we're not out there running all the time, but, you know, working hard on little things. So, you know, makes it easy on game day.
Hey, he finally admitted it. They don't work hard as kickers, right?
Wow. He set a franchise record, and you give him a hard time because
he's
a kicker.
All I could tell you is that a kicker's job is just never good enough. From everybody's point of view, because when you win, it's great. And when you lose, it's the worst. And I'll tell you what, I, for one, would never want to be the kicker because it would just be so debilitating to you. You could go 6 for 7 and the last one loses the game and all of a sudden it's your fault. So I, for one, am very proud of you because you do it the right way as a kicker should. And you don't let the other things, you don't let the fans kill you. You don't let the announcers or media kill you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's great. That's a great character trait in you.
I appreciate that.
Last thing I got for you here, and the old place, the old stadium that was here in Giant Stadium, known for the swirling winds and a very difficult stadium to kick with, especially when you get into November, December. And I know we're still early on in the year here, but have you gotten acclimated to a certain extent of kicking in this stadium and the fact that you're going to be spending so much time here on Sundays?
Yeah. You know, thankfully I played, you know, a few games when I was with Jacksonville up here, either against the Jets or the Giants. But there's a little bit of wind out there, you know, kind of picks up and, you know, drops, you know, when it wants to. But you really just got to, you know, stay true to who you are, kick your ball, and in the end, hopefully it goes through.
All right, I lied. I have one more question, okay? Fourth year?
Yes, sir.
Fourth year. Can you imagine you being here when you're 44, like some of these kickers that are here? And
like the guy who was on the other sideline today in Vinatieri.
It's unbelievable, a guy like that. Do you look at him and just say, how does he do it, or what does he do, or is it your own thing?
I mean, you take stuff from, you know, other kickers here and there. But yeah, what he's done is amazing, and, you know, he's probably going to break that record either next game or the week after. But, you know, you got to go one game at a time in this league. But, you know, seeing guys that can make it that long is pretty impressive.
Well, Jets franchise record for most kicks in a game, that's 7, set by this guy right here, Jason Myers, a perfect 7 for 7 today, 16 to 17 on the year. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate
Congrats
it.
On the win.
Appreciate it.
And best of luck moving forward. There's Jason Myers, folks.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.